We're talking about a narrow escape. With me is Peter. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Jackie.
You've had something horrible happen to you recently.
Well, we had a narrow escape from the country's largest forest fire.
What exactly happened?
Well, we'd been out to lunch and we were driving home in the car and we spotted a huge plume of smoke in the distance and we actually thought it was coming from near your house originally. And so as we were getting closer to home, we realised that it was on the hillside opposite our house and nowhere near you.
And so you were getting a little bit alarmed at this stage?
Well, we were initially until we got into the village and everyone was standing around watching the display across the valley.
And they weren't too anxious?
Not at the time, no, because it was started off quite a small area.
Right.
And there were lots of firemen around and a couple of helicopters.
Right.
And it looked under control.
Fine. And it wasn't?
It was for a few hours. And they seemed to leave it, and then 2 hours later, just as it was getting dark, the fire jumped a fire break.
Right.
And started off into the forest again and got a lot bigger.
And that was coming towards your house then, was it? Was it approaching your house?
It was coming down the valley towards our house, but going along the hillside, but not coming down, because fire has trouble going downhill.
Oh, does it?
It does, yeah. It goes uphill very well, because it goes with the air.
Ah.
But not downhill into the cooler areas as well.
Okay, so it was on the other side of a dip, so they'd have to come down and then up to get to your house.
Yes, and we've got a small river between us as well.
Okay, so you were feeling a little bit, probably a bit nervous, but knowing you weren't going to be affected at this stage.
I was a little nervous, yes. Helen, my partner, was very, very nervous. And when it did jump across the track into the forest, it increased in size and intensity. And because it was getting dark, you could see it a lot more.
Right.
And so I started to get worried then, and I asked Helen to pack a few bags of our essentials.
You
and
packed some of your bags?
Yes, our documents, our computers and things like that. So
Could you feel the heat at this stage or not?
Not the first couple of hours. After about 4 or 5 hours is when it came closest to us, about 300-400 metres away.
Wow.
Then you could feel the heat and feel the wind caused by the fire as well.
Oh, it creates a wind, does it?
Yes, it sucks all the air into the area.
So. It just sounds awful.
It was, yes. And I spent the whole night on the balcony asleep most of it, but just in case, while Helen tried to get some sleep inside.
Right.
And I'd watered all the garden because everything was tinder dry and it went past us. But it did burn for about 3 or 4 days. And it's still, even now, 10 days later, it's still flaring up in little places. It's very watched area now because the firemen are on top of it. And we're due some rain in a few days, so that should damp it all down.
But a very frightening experience.
It was indeed, yes.